Well, my favorite account of the resurrection is the one we just read, the one from John's Gospel, where Jesus shows up and he's mistaken for the gardener. He then, of course, reveals himself, did you notice, not to the men, but to Mary Magdalene. And then he charges her with this amazing task of preaching the good news. She is the first to go and tell about the resurrection to the disciples. And I am struck by Mary's words when she goes to preach this wonderful news, because she says it just simply but boldly. I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. Maybe she didn't realize it at first, but indeed, she had seen the Lord. She had seen the Lord because the grave could not hold Jesus or God's power. And just when everyone thought we'd come to the end of a really sad story, a tragic ending, there's the major plot twist, of course. As Jesus said, he comes back to life. And resurrection, we know, was part of God's surprising plan all along. And it still is. And so, I wonder, what other things in our lives have been or will be redeemed later on? Those things that appear to have tragic endings. Because the story is still being written. And in fact, the story has not yet ended for any of us. Our stories are being written. Life is not over. In fact, life is not even over for those of us who have died, because we believe and proclaim in faith that in death, life has not ended, simply changed. So the story is not over for any of us. Hope lives on. Even death cannot blot out hope because of resurrection. Sometimes I think we make the mistake of thinking that Easter and the resurrection is just a story from the past, as if we are simply celebrating a one-time event from over 2,000 years ago in history. But that isn't the case. The resurrection is happening right now and will continue to happen into the future, and it is a gift for all of us. As someone once said, the crocuses are blooming in our front yard. God is never out of sunrises or out of songs or visions or insight. God never runs out of Easters. Never. And I have seen the Lord. Have you? I'd like to share with you on this Easter Sunday morning just a few places that I've seen the risen Lord. I have seen the Lord while at the side of a dying parishioner. I saw the Lord in that room. In the eyes, the words, the tears, and the embrace of his loving family members. I have seen the Lord in the grateful faces of our interfaith shelter guests who were with us a few weeks ago, while being attended and cared for, and who said with such heartfelt feeling, thank you, and offered us blessings we hardly deserved. I have seen the Lord in the hospitality and service of our St. Dunstan's members who go and visit our homebound, bringing their presence as a treasure. I have seen the Lord here on Sundays and on services in the hospitality, the service of all of you who prepare lovingly food and fellowship for our celebrations as well as our funerals. I have seen the Lord at work even in a staff and vestry meeting, even the tedious ones. God was there. I have seen the Lord throughout my life personally, often at key moments and times of crisis. I saw the Lord in my hospital room 10 years ago when my son was born, not breathing, not moving. His heart had stopped, nearly stopped. But a team of angels stood by to rescue and resuscitate him and quite literally bring him back to life. As his color returned and he began to breathe on his own, and they placed him in my arms, I saw the Lord. I have seen the Lord in the warm and loving embrace of my husband, Mark, offering support through my tears and challenges as well as my joy and laughter. I've seen the Lord in the beauty of the trees and winding paths of mission trails. I'm sure many of us have. I've seen the Lord on the sands of Pacific Beach at sunset as it hovered over the water. I've seen the Lord in the words of my 8-year-old saying, "Mommy, I love you," and asking for one more hug. There's so many. But I promise you, I have seen the Lord. Where have you seen the Lord? Because the Lord is alive and lives among us. Mary Magdalene and the other disciples, you and I, we have seen the Lord. You see, resurrection continues. Death gives way to life over and over and over again. Jesus Christ is risen yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The flowers will keep blooming. The sun will keep rising. A new song will be sung. The story of God's grace continues to be written. We have seen the Lord. And God will never, never run out of Easters. Amen and alleluia.